This is N8RWF November 8 Romeo Whiskey Foxtrot testing.
KCAKJO monitoring. KY1. N8KPP 51. N8KPP mobile. KD8DXV. KD8DXV from WS8EOC on MFI statewide 1. How do you copy? KD8DXV. KD8DXV from WS8EOC on MI5 statewide 1. How do you copy?
WS8EOC from KD8DXV and MI5 statewide 1.
Yes, sir. We copy you loud and clear now on statewide 1. How do you copy us? KD8DXV from WS8EOC on statewide 1. How do you copy?
WS8.
Monroe County EOC, we are not copying you here at the SCOC.
WS8EOC from Monroe County on MI5 statewide 1.
Monroe County, this is the SEOC. We copy you loud and clear now. How do you copy us?
Full copy on our end.
Okay, do you want to try and switch back over to FEMA Region 5, Oxcom?
We can. Give us 20 seconds. 88 DXV, correct.
And be advised, you've got low audio, but it sounds like you said you were going to go ahead and QSY. We will do the same. This is WS8EOC. Click.
WB8GUN, WB8GUN, this is W8PH Mobile. WB8GUN, WB8GUN, this is W8PH Mobile. Now, if you heard, W8PH is monitoring.
WS8EOC from Monroe County on MI5 statewide 1.
KD8DXV, can you read us over here?
Kilo Delta 8. Delta, sorry, Victor.
Yeah, now your audio is way too loud and you're all distorted. You gotta go in between what you had and what you got now, because you're way too loud. Give it us the beer.
Copy. I will let Lance know. KD8DXV.
This is N8RWF testing.
KD8KGO monitoring. WBGUSA is testing statewide 1. Any station radio check, over.
KF8CYO.
CYO, I caught a call sign. WBGUSA, I'll copy the station, over.
Oh, you're totally solid, no doubt about it.
Okay, I guess that's all I needed. I want to make sure it was working. Thanks, WBGUSA. Clear, thank you.
Yeah, just curious, whereabouts are you? I'm by Cannonsburg, so it's I've only talked on this thing about once so far, so I'm just curious. I guess I'm making it on the input.
Well, I don't know if you're making it. Well, you're obviously making it into the system. I'm not too far from you. I'm in the Belmont area.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, name here is Greg. Just had tech for a couple months now. And been a listener for a long, long time. So finally got on the air with, I've been on the GMRS side of things for years and years. So having some fun getting to know some new people here.
Yeah, very good, Craig. Well, congratulations on the license. So good for you. And there's a GMRS machine, you think it's out of Moline, that still has quite a lot of listeners. And I'm scratching my head and I'm thinking, why would an amateur want to get on GMRS when he's got all the repeaters he could get on? So perhaps you could fill me in what the mystique is about that, over.
Oh, the only thing I can guess is just more options. More options if case of emergency, whatever. I mean, everything's pretty reliable nowadays. Everybody's got battery backup and generators. I have a repeater here in Canonsburg on 650, and Sam has one in Moline on 600, and we have another one over on 725 by Walker. So we've been running those for years, and I think it's just good that everybody can cross bands to communicate if the occasion ever arises. The popularity of GMRS has just grown exponentially in the last year and a half. So I think that's why the ham guys are kind of taking notice to just get involved and help whatever way we can. And I think the cool thing is, like myself, I think about 10 guys I know have gotten a ham ticket because of coming in the GMRS route. So I guess that's the starter, you know.
Well, yeah, interoperability. I can certainly understand that. Yeah, the six machine there in Lowell, I had it programmed in my two-meter radio scan list, or rather my ICOM 2820 scan list, and all of a sudden one day I finally stopped there, and here are these folks on there that I recognize their voices, but man, I sure as heck don't recognize 2345 Juliet Edward, that kind of stuff, you know, it's whatever those call signs are. I'm thinking, who in the heck are these guys?
Yeah, it's just the thing. You get you just got to watch which microphone you pick up and which ID you which call sign you use. Now your suspect is USA. Are you up there on the north end of town? You got some repeater up there or something?
No amateur repeater. I'm a trustee of a wireless repeater in Grand Rapids. I'm also trustee of the new radio room in at the Grand Rapids Red Cross, but don't own any repeaters other than the trustee of the Mars repeater in Grand Rapids. Over.
Okay, there's another guy with a USA in his call sign. I think he's up north of me here, and I met him at Mr. Burger before. That's not you, is it?
No, I think I know what you're talking about. It's WAUSA. It's a, what's the name of that club? Not independent. Let's see, what is it? Geez, I got a mellow block on it. Yeah, the call is Whiskey 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha. WAUSA. It's a ham club. But I can't remember now what the name is. How do you like that? That's probably who you're thinking of, Goya.
Yeah, I believe that's the guy. I think his name is John, if I remember right. It's been a while since I ran into him. And I think they meet at the Plainfield Fire Station up there some weekly basis. I can't remember which one it was. But I thought I'd pop in there and meet those guys one of these days since I live so close up in this end of town. Well, you do too, in Belmont, really.
Yep, and I'm scratching my head trying to remember the name of the ham club. They were a spinoff of the Grand Rapids Amateur Radio Association years ago. There was a spat over a tower that some wanted to sell and some wanted to keep, and those that wanted to keep it left and formed their own club for.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you know, that's why there's 100 churches in Grand Rapids. Everybody's got their own little thing, right? Yeah, but you gotta go where you're comfortable and where your buddies hang out. That's everybody's got their own little thing these days.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do. Yeah, and I was at that meeting when that spat happened, and which only weakens the hobby when that stuff happens. So I wasn't too happy with the guys that said, because it's not my way, I'm leaving. So, but it is what it is. I have to excuse myself. Welcome to the hobby, and to the ham side of things. And I really should move along. I've got some things I got to get done. I could talk on the radio all day, but ain't got time. Over.
Oh, no problem. Very good. I appreciate the chat. I'll probably catch you down at Coax another day. Hope you enjoy this. Wow, it's going to get rainy the next couple of days, but it is an awesome, beautiful day out right now. Anyway, I'm out here cutting up trees and getting my trails opened up. Well, see you later. KF8CYO.
Yeah, KF8CYO. Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha returning. Okay, we're good. Make it a great day and get out there and enjoy it. Sniff that fresh air and that warm air. Oh, man, don't get much better than this. Well, actually it does, but at this time of the year, don't expect it to get much better than this. All right, see you later. You'll be in USA Open. So long. Now. KKKJL.